Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Richard Apple has volunteered with the Alzheimer's Association, the Illinois chapter, for quite a long time. Richard, you took that biomarker test?
I took some biomarker tests. I had a genetic test, and I also had a PET scan to look for tau and a PET scan to look for amyloid. There isn't really a blood test that's readily available at this point.
Right. I'm hoping it will be sometime in the future. And so those tests indicated that you do have the biomarkers, but you are pre-symptomatic.
That's correct.
Okay. That's a tough thing to find out, right?
Well, yes. I've been volunteering for research for a while, so I kind of knew that was the case. And this particular screening was for a research study that is testing a medication that has recently been approved, and they're looking at, is it effective with people that don't have symptoms yet in terms of preventing the symptoms from emerging or significantly slowing the progression of the disease.
Richard,
right, because we all want that. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I was just going to say, has your early acknowledgement of that, or your awareness of that, have the doctors told you that there are things now, aside from medications, but exercise, diet, or things that you can do early to maybe slow it or stave it off?
Yes, there are a lot of things, and they're really studied in depth in the Alzheimer's Association U.S. Pointer Study. But essentially, a moderate diet that, you know, has all the food groups, kind of the pyramid that we learned as kids. Exercise, I do a lot of running and walking out at Rock Cut State Park, which is near my house. And
wait a second, you're a Rockfordian. You're a guy from my old neighborhood. You run at Rock Cut. What a beautiful spot. So you live out there in the McChesney Park area?
Yes. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Loves Park. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Great. Here we go. It's Lisa Dent geography, Richard. This is the way
I'm
it works.
Telling you what. So running and walking, exercise, moderate diet. So you get all the food groups in. What else, Richard?
Plenty of sleep, taking care of conditions that could contribute, such as I have high cholesterol and I have high blood pressure, and so I take medications for those. Being social and active with other people, and having a sense of purpose in my life, and also a sense of joy in my life.
So finding out early is a tool, really, for you.
Yes, it's helped me talk with my family, and it's also helped me to really take seriously the things I need to do that I can control.
And you are currently in a clinical trial for a drug. What is the drug, and what is the hope for that drug?
The drug is lecanemab. It's already been shown to slow the progression of the disease in people who are already in the early stage stage, and that means that they are already showing symptoms, which means they already have brain damage. Hopefully, I'm taking it before that emerges, so hopefully it will be even more effective in preventing that from continuing.
Richard, I love that we're having this conversation. It means so much to so many people that someone like you, who has always been a giver, participating in these tests, helping out the Alzheimer's Association, but you're sharing a story that is so personal. And I think the concern of, like, Mary, who said, I'd never take the test, I wouldn't want to know, is that we would worry every day that maybe if we forgot something, that it would cause so much concern or anxiety that somehow we might bring on Alzheimer's quicker than we might have if we didn't know. What's your opinion on that?
I certainly understand the reluctance, but what it's really done for me is help me to be able to have conversation with my family and friends so that they know what to look for. They know how to give me feedback and how I'm doing. And I can rely on them to be kind of my anchor or my base. And they know what things I want to do if I do start showing the symptoms. I mean, I need somebody to help me go out and continue at Rock Cut.
Yeah.
Richard, this is an incredibly personal question, but you're here to talk about this topic. And you've talked about talking to your family. Have you addressed the end of your life with your family?
I have, and I've had a lot of experience with that because when I was a youngster, my grandma was my rock, and she died from Alzheimer's, and then my other grandma died, and then my mom, and then my uncle, and many other uncles and aunts. And so I really don't want them to do, you know, any kind of, I don't know, extreme care. I've done already my power of attorney and my living will thing. And so they know exactly what it is that I want done or don't want done.
That's important for all of us, regardless of what we do or don't know about our health. Well, what's great is you're pre-symptomatic, and let's hope that this drug works the way they hope it will work, so it will stave off any symptoms for you and help people who, you know, come behind you. I really appreciate you sharing your story today. And would this drug or this clinical trial be even possible without the funding or the support of the Alzheimer's Association?
This particular clinical trial is funded by the pharmaceutical company, but the Alzheimer's Association funds countless studies, you know, looking at new and unique kind of aspects of the disease, including the U.S. POINTER trial. They're the largest funder of nonprofit funder of research in the world.
Thank you so much for joining us, Richard. I hope you'll check back in from time to time. We appreciate you sharing what is a very personal story.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to people. Thank you.
That's Richard Apple.